It's good for us to be here this evening. Very good study so far, and song service sounded really good too. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 13. I'll start in verses 44 and I'll read through 46. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid again. And from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls. And upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Turn to Hebrews as well, chapter 12. Read verses 16 and 17. Hebrews 12, 16 and 17. He says there that there be no immoral or godless person like Esau, who sold his own birthright for a single meal. For you know that even afterwards, when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it for it with tears. The idea of a profane person is someone who treats something sacred with irreverence or disrespect. Esau was a profane person. And we read in Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 46, what God expects of every person is that He expects people everywhere to choose Him and to understand that what we are doing when we choose God is trading the common for the precious rather than trading the precious for the common. And it's an important thing for us to know, especially as Christians, because we as Christians can trade what we have, the precious, for the common. We make that decision every day. Are we obedient to God every day? When we're not, we choose the common rather than the precious. So it's something that should be sobering to all of us as we think about this. If all we get out of reading the story of Esau is what a bad guy he was, then we're missing the intent of all this. The idea that all this was written down for us so that we can learn a lesson from it so that we don't make the same mistake again. And if all we can do is say, yeah, he was terrible, and that's as far as it goes, and we don't get the point of this, are we doing the same thing? Are we guarding ourselves against doing the same thing, trading what God has given us in His Word for something in the world, whatever it might be? Look at Philippians chapter 3 as we think about this. We'll read verses 4 through 6. This is Paul talking here. He says, although I myself might have confidence even in the flesh, if anyone else has a mind to put confidence in the flesh, I far more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness which is in the law, found blameless. For whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ, and may be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. So we see what Paul says here, all the standing that he had amongst his countrymen. So he was a Pharisee of Pharisees, a Hebrew of Hebrews, staunch as anybody regarding the law of Moses. If you look at John chapter 9, and we're going to see a contrast here. 9 and verse 22. here, after Jesus heals the blind man, the Jews then are asking the parents about this. The parents said, in verse 22, the parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone confessed him to be Christ, he was to be put out of the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, he is of age, ask him. In other words, they traded the precious for the common because they were afraid of having their social, their standing for in the synagogue taken away from them. They're not the only ones. In chapter 12 and verse 42 of John, nevertheless, many even of the rulers believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they were not confessing him for fear that they would be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the approval of men rather than the approval of God. They traded the love of men for the love of God. Esau traded his birthright for a bowl of soup. You have to understand, that's the same. It's the same thing here that we're talking about. In a spiritual sense, it's even worse. They traded the love of God for the love of men. And we are not immune to this, because every day there are certain things that we have to give up to be right with God. And and whatever it is, whether it's money, whether it's standing, whether it's a good time, whatever it is that we have to say no to. And when we say yes to those things, we've done the same exact thing that Esau did. When we say yes to the world and no to God on any given day, then that we've chosen the common rather than the precious. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 12. Here he's talking about circumcision and the persecution that the church at Galatia was suffering. He says, those who desire to make a good showing in the flesh try to compel you to be circumcised simply so that they will not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. So they wanted to preach circumcision because they were afraid of the persecution that they were going to get, rather than stand for what was right. Let's think about this. Let's turn to Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15. It's a scripture that we all know, but it really is true. This is what we have to do. We have to do this, I think, not only in just obeying the gospel in the first place, but every day we have to think of in these terms. If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, you could put in here, serve the gods of entertainment. I mean, we call them American idols on TV. And you can't watch this without seeing that there's people out here worshiping these people. They care what they think about everything, and that's how they want to live their lives. People that all they can do is carry a tune, basically. But we care what they think about us. We need to care what God thinks about what we're doing. We need to choose the precious rather than the common. Let's not be like Esau. Let's be like Paul, who gave up everything and was glad to do it because he knew that what he got was way greater than what he gave up. Just like the pearl of great price, the guy gave everything he had away to get that because he knew that that was worth it. And we're talking about the kingdom of God here, the gospel, that it is the most precious thing in the world. Do we appreciate it for what it is? If there's any here this evening that have not obeyed the gospel, there is not a better offer in the world than what the gospel offers. The gospel offers us forgiveness of sins, reconciliation with God, and eternity with Him in heaven. That's what we're offered. And we have to give up sin in order to do that. We know already, I think everybody here knows this, but when the gospel's preached, those who believe the good news that Jesus is the Christ, that He's the Son of God, that He came to this world and lived a sinless life, and that He was sacrificed on account of our sins and rose from the grave on the third day, and He sits at the right hand of the Father. If you believe that and willing to confess that before others, willing to turn from your sins, willing to be immersed in water, raised up, contacting the blood of Christ, now able to walk in newness of life, choose that. Don't be like Esau and trade your 60 or 70 years or whatever it is you have in this earth for an eternity. That's what we're talking about, trading the common for the precious. If there's any that has a need, please feel free to come forward. We stand and sing.